Hey guys, it's Sabrina. Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for clicking on Sabrina's World. And it is a weird world, I may add. It's kind of random. It's kind of crazy. It's a little bit of everything. You know what? It's all good though. But since this is my first podcast, I would like to mention that I will be publishing podcasts 2 or 3 times a week. Maybe 3 times if I'm lucky. But each of the times that I publish something, I'm gonna have basically a segment. So Tuesdays are Tidbit Tuesdays, which you guys can send me anything that's happened with you guys, like any stories or any like information that you guys find out that you think is completely crazy or like insane in general, and tell me, and I'll read it out loud. I'll read it for the podcast. You guys, as the viewers, will tell me what you think of it and what you thought of the podcast in general. And you could also just give me some of your problems that you're going through, and I'll help you out and give you some advice. Fridays, Freaky Fridays. Now, this is the one where I think I'm not going to be publishing as much because Fridays are very hectic for me, but I will try to for you guys. And Sundays are the days where I'm gonna bummy Sundays. So I'm gonna be talking about like very calm topics. Like I'll tell you about my day. If it's weird, it's weird. It's okay. It happens. My days are normally weird. Or I'll talk about what TV shows or movies I suggest you guys watch. If you guys don't have anything to do on a Sunday, because I know Sundays for most people are days where you just relax. Lazy Sundays, you know? So, there's always that. And today's topic is a story time paranormal. A couple, actually. So, if you're not into much into paranormal, then click out of this right now. But if you do want to hear normal story times, please follow me, and I will publish more story times that have happened to me and other people in the past. But just to get off with today's podcast, I will be talking about paranormal because, you know, a lot of people are into the horror franchise. So let's get started. One time, I was 8 years old, and mind you, it's a Saturday morning. Kids at that age sleep in until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was one of those kids. Nothing will wake me up in the morning. Doesn't matter, because I'm a heavy sleeper. Nothing will wake me up. And I'm sleeping. I'm not even dreaming. It's one of those things where you're just sleeping and you just go black. And then when you wake up, you're like, oh, you rested. It's one of those things. I was literally sleeping and it was pitch black. And I kid you not, like, this shit happened to me, and I'm so sorry for the language, by the way. This happened to me, and I was literally sobbing when it happened. But something to keep in mind is that before any of this happened, keep in mind that my bed was a twin-size bed, right? And it was 7 feet away from a floor lamp. And if you don't know what a floor lamp is, it's one of those that go on the floor and they're like super tall, right? I had it like in the corner and it was 7 feet away from my bed. It was brand new. It had given me no problems whatsoever. So I'm sleeping. I kid you not, I feel breath in my ear telling me to wake up. And it's not even telling me just to wake up. It's aggressively telling me, let me see if I can impersonate make an impression of the way it said it, because it wasn't human. It just wasn't human. It sounded like, wake up. And I felt like hot, yet cold breath near my left ear. I remember it was my left ear because that's on the side I was, like, basically for my bed. So when I heard that, I woke up immediately because I got so scared. Not even a second after I woke up, my lamp just collapses. Like the part that holds the shade and the light bulb just fell down completely and shattered. I start sobbing and running to my mom's room. And I'm barefoot. That's how you know I was scared. I had to get the hell out of there. I was terrified. So when that happened, I was sobbing, telling her there's someone in my room. Someone said something in my ear. I woke up. There's something in there. I know there is. And she's like, no, 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 it's okay. It's okay. You probably had a nightmare. Like, try to, like, you know, give me affection and tell me, oh, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. It was just a dream. Like, you know how insulting that is? When you're telling them something and your parents don't believe you because you think that you're not, how do I say this? They think that you're not smart enough or to understand what actually happened, so you come to these conclusions on your own. But in reality, you understand a lot more than they give you credit for. Well, yeah, I was one of those kids. I understood a lot more than than I let on. Because there's a lot of stuff going around with me in my personal life, with my family, that they thought I never noticed, but I really did notice. But whatever. So my mom was like, you know, telling me, oh, it was just a dream. I'm like, telling my mom, no, ma, it was pitch black. And tell me about the breath I felt near my ear. To this day, my mother and stepfather do not believe me. And it's so exhausting because it is the truth. And to this day, I get goosebumps on my spine thinking about this. So that is my first story time for today. Okay, first paranormal at least. So let me comment what you think of that and what you would have done in that scenario, honestly, because at that age, I was at the age that, you know, I needed my mom even more than I need her now, because I guess I'm just older now. So the second story time will be the time I was left home alone in this haunted house we used to live in. Okay, so I'm currently a member at my Mormon church. And what that is, it's basically like a Christian church, but it's a lot more strict and it's basically like Catholics, like a lot more strict than that. Because Catholics are really strict. So we go to that church, and keep in mind that how a Catholic church will have priests, or a father where you go to, we have something called a bishop, which I'm not going to really go into because, you know, it deals with religion, but we have something called a bishop. And our bishop, our old one at least, because it gets changed every couple of years, lived in this house with his wife and kids. Right, and my sister will babysit them all the time and always tell me stories of stuff they would say. Like, they wanted to play a Ring Around the Rosie, and they didn't want to because they were terrified of the house, because they always tell me that they'll see this little Indian girl running around, and if they didn't, the other sister will be, because I have three sisters, the other sister will hear some weird noise or something, or the kids will say, hey, where did the girl go? We wanted to play with her. Like, just little stuff like that, like, terrified them. So it began to the point where they stopped babysitting for these kids. But they moved out. And they blessed the house, which is basically, like, think of it as a, like, sage unit. They basically, like, rid of, like, anything evil. But I don't know if it fully worked, because we moved into the house afterwards. Because they moved to, like, California or something. I don't remember. But they moved somewhere. So we moved into that house because they were owners of the house. So they rented it to my mom and I. We lived there. And then they left me home alone. And at the time, I had an Android. And this Android, oh my gosh, I had a really messed up charger. So what you have to do, you had to fold it a certain way, my phone, to leave it charging. If not, it wouldn't charge. So if it moved, even in the slightest, like, movement, it will make a ding-ding noise, like it's not charging. And if you connect it, like, ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding. So, it was so obnoxious, whatever. It was a hassle to deal with. Keep that in mind. And I come home from school. I think at the time, my mom dropped me off. And she's like, hey, I'm going to go buy some food. So, I'm like, okay. You're like, you'll be fine here, right? I was, like, 10 or 11. Keep in mind. Was I 10 or 11? I might have been 12, actually. So, I'm home alone. and I hear weird noises, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, I heard my dishes, like, moving. Like, you know how when someone's, like, putting away the dishes when they're on the rack? Well, that's the noise I was kind of hearing. I'm like, that's quite odd. My mom's home, and I was in my room. And keep in mind that my room was in a position where once you enter, you see my desk across, and then on my right, on your right-hand side, you see my bed. And I go out, and I didn't see anyone. I'm like, that's weird. I guess I like, imagined it. Because, you know, occasionally when your parents call you a lot, it like, hey, Sabrina, come down here. Like, so many times, you hear them call your name, and you come down, and like, hey, you called me? And they're like, no. Well, yeah, that was me. So I was like, maybe it was just me, because that happens. That happens occasionally. And I know y'all can relate, because if you have strict Hispanic parents, they'll call you for the smallest of things. Like, hey, Sabrina, come down here. Like, yeah? Can you pass me the remote? I am literally on the second floor. You mean to tell me you called me? Okay. Back to the topic on hand. I checked and I saw no one there. So I was like, that's quite odd. So I go back to my room. It's a townhouse, by the way. It's a one-story floor. So I go back to my room and I hear it again. And then I hear stomping in my attic. Like, it was one of those storage unit attics. It wasn't really like an attic. And the attic was in my closet. Like, remember how I mentioned my bed was on the right-hand side? Well, go further down and my closet is right next to my bed. And that's where the attic was. And I was in my room. And at this point, I am next to my desk charging my phone because I'm currently at 5% and Androids die really fast. So I'm like freaking out. I hear someone in the attic and I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. And I hear the glass from my kitchen again. And I'm like, I just hear it. It's like, click. And it's like, it was just a little clink noise. And it like terrified me so much. And I was starting to like tear up at this point because I was just so terrified. And then the closet, my door faced the hall, which was also facing like a closet that was in the hallway, like a metal closet, the one for like blankets and stuff. It was closed. I had just closed it because I remember thinking I have like major OCD. Not really in that diagnosis of it, but I have a tendency to fix things. So if I see a closet open, I'm like, no, this bothers me. I have to close it. So I closed it, and then I see it halfway open, and I'm like over here freaking out because I hear everything. I am sobbing. I call my sister, who I will call Alice because I don't know if she will feel comfortable with me saying her actual name. But I call her. I'm like, Alice, please come help me. There's something here. I don't know what it is. I'm terrified. And she's like, wait, what's going on? And I'm like blubbering because I'm sobbing. She said, I don't understand. Sabrina, breathe. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm like, Alice, please. There's something in the attic. I can't, someone come, please. There's something in the attic. I'm home alone. And the dishes. And she's like, Sabrina. Call mom. I'm on my way right now. I'm like, I have low battery. It keeps going on 5-3%. And then my mom comes home. And I'm like sobbing. I'm like, sorry. I hug her. And I tell my stepdad. And my mom tells my stepdad, go check it out. Because they thought someone broke in the house. So they got scared. But I told them it wasn't someone. I said it was something in the house. Just keep that in mind. And then they check in the attic and they're like, no, there's nothing up there. There's literally like nothing up there. And I'm looking at them terrified. I'm like, how can you say there's nothing up there? Is there something up there? Even if it's not like a human, it's something. They're like, maybe it was some rats. I'm like, have to be like, no. I'm like, no, it was at least the humans. It felt like a human. Like a human, like a little kid playing. You know how when little kids play on like wooden floor, you're the bum, bum, bum. Because they're, like, running around. That's exactly what I heard, and that's what I was trying to describe to them. But they were like, there's Sabrina, there's no one up here. Maybe it was just, like, really big rats. I'm like, that makes no sense. Like, please don't gaslight me. Don't do this. I know what I heard. Don't make me feel crazy. And to this day, no one believed me. The only person to believe me has to be Alice and my two other sisters. And Yeah, and her husband, like my sister's husband, and they believe me, but my parents never believe me to this day. But, you know, those are two scary. Actually, I think I have time for one more. And this is a quite short one, actually. So, I'm third grade. To this day, I'm still terrified of like mirrors and like being in the dark with the mirror. So if my one of my friends would pull a practical prank on me, want to make me cry hysterically, they would have to lock me in a bathroom with a mirror in the dark. Hold up. Let me just for the purpose of this story, I'm gonna walk away from whatever I have right now. Let me finish the story. I'm so sorry about that. This is the continuation of the previous podcast. I'm sorry it got interrupted midway because my mom called. But you know, it's okay. It's okay. I can continue. So in third grade, I was in PE. And this had like a shelter, like how you would see in a park where there are like the basketball courts and there's like a shelter right next to it. Well, we had a shelter thing for our PE class and we had bathrooms inside of it. So once you enter on the left hand side and are your sinks, go further down and there are your stalls. And you do that. And you basically, and there's another stall like straight across from the door, which is a handicap stall. So you enter, take a left, and that's where the toilet and sink are. So me and my friends are just talking about Bloody Mary. I don't even want to say the name like more than once, to be honest. So I'm just gonna refer her as BM because I already said it once. But yes, and I at the time I was like, no, BM is so fake. Like she's like it's a myth. Like all of you guys are stupid for even trying it. Like they all did it. Like oh yeah, they're like if you're so tough, hot shot, like you go try it. I'm like me as a independent 9-year-old. I'm like sure. That's you know, that's stupid. You know, I'm brave. Like, this is fake anyways. It's not like anything's gonna happen. I'll show you all. And then, and some of them, like, we want people to go with you. We're like, okay, sure, I guess. They wanted to do it too. Because they're like, no, it's real. You'll see. We all, for the case of this, because they kept telling me, oh, Pete, someone's flushing the toilet. The sink keeps running. And I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, oh yeah, we see blood on the mirror as well. I'm like, that's weird. But that's such a lie. So I do it, and there's five of us at least. And I'm in front of the mirror. And mind you, it's not a big mirror, so it didn't fit all of us in front of it, but we're all holding hands, and we all said, we're all gonna squeeze, and we all did it in a circle. Just to make sure no one let go. And if someone let go, we would be like, hey, this person let go. So we all held and we said it three times. And I kid you not, a flash of red came on the mirror. And the toilets started flushing and we heard the sink going off and we heard one of the girls scream and then we all just booked it. And I was like basically about to cry because I didn't understand what happened. And then I thought about it some more. And looking back on that memory, I still kind of want to cry. And making this, I'm away from any mirrors. Like, I'm still currently very traumatized with that. Like, no one. I don't think I ever told my family about this one because, like, why were you messing around in school doing this type of stuff? I don't want to be that girl, you know? So I just ended up, not saying anything. My friends know about it, I guess. But it was like the most terrifying experience I could ever have. But I guess that wraps up today as a first podcast. It has three scary stories that happened to me when I was younger. So, and I'm still currently experiencing some stuff. So, you know what? You guys go on about your day. You don't have to listen to my podcast anymore. I'm lame like that. So, tune in on Sabrina's World. Boop, doop. Thank you.